Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, I know you're going to, so go buy Bricado's, and when you do, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Hosted an amazing draft party there back in April, and the parties commence again starting August 11th for the Bucks' first preseason game as we kick off the 2017 season with stick carriers uniting again. All of the food is fresh at Sports Legends. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't do my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
This is Vernon Hargraves. August 5th, speak softly and carry a big stick.
I am extremely fired up about the stick carriers.
Let's go!
Into this.
Just days away from one of the most significant days for Bucks fans ever. The public unveiling of the stick carriers for Stick Carrier Day, the takeover of one Buck place. Hashtag Stick Carrier Takeover. Here we go. This Saturday will be a memorable, memorable event. Seating is limited. Initially, I thought we could get there at 7, maybe 7:30 when the parking lot's open, have some breakfast, wander on in when we want to wander all in. That's not going to happen. And so because of limited seating, I'm actually going to tell Mike Bricado, Mike over at Bricado's, to go ahead and nix the breakfast. And I'm going to show up probably between 6 and 6:30 in the morning and just sit outside the parking lot until they open them up. First come, first serve. So if you want to be a part of the takeover, I urge you to get there early as well. Christian from Headlines Barbershop has already, I guess he's tweeted out, he told me personally, but he tweeted out that he's going to be bringing a ton of coffee for everyone to get everyone all jacked up. Me personally, probably going to have a bottle of champagne and some orange juice. Have some mimosas while we're out there. But we're going to get right. We're going to have a great time. We are going to enjoy ourselves. We are going to enjoy the team. And most importantly, the team is going to enjoy us. We're going to welcome them as they come out onto the field. We're going to treat it as if it's a game on a Sunday late in December to go to the postseason. It is going to be wild. It is going to be loud. It is going to be respectful. It is going to be one of the most memorable moments this fan base has ever experienced. It's August 5th. It's the stick carrier takeover of One Buck Place. I tell you, I can't wait, but the waiting has just about ended. I'll give you more details about the events that will transpire, that will take place this weekend as the out-of-towners start to fly in to the Tampa Bay area. And for those of you that live in the area, by all means, we're all welcome to take part in all of the events we've got planned for you this weekend. Before we dive into the team itself and talk about the players that are getting the most hype early on, let's go to the studios of 102.5 The Bone in Tampa. Johnny B., his executive producer, Ryan Adams, they are standing by with a message to the stick carriers.
Hey, hey, commish, it's your boy Johnny B. and Ryan Adams.
Yo.
We're up in the production room at 102.5 The Bone. Get ready to fire up the Johnny B. show. Have to send in this Bucks take because Saturday is motherfucking stick carrier takeover day. Are you excited, Ryan?
I am so motherfucking excited.
So pumped up. Ryan's wearing a away Mike Allstott jersey right now.
Old
like
school.
Like a 42-year-old fat lady, and I fucking love it. You look sexy, dude.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I always look sexy. Anyway, just wanted to give a shout-out from the studio. We love how much the stick carriers are backing us. And, of course, so many stick carriers are now also becoming B-holes, and we can't thank you guys enough for that. And we're fucking pumped up. We'll be talking about stick carriers all week long. We love you, Justin. We'll see you guys Saturday, motherfucking morning, bright and early. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
It is going to be very early. Cannot wait to see you, Johnny B. Ryan, to get confirmation that my buddy Luke Easterling will be making it out to the training camp takeover, the stick carrier takeover of One Buck Place, and you never know who else is going to show up. It's going to be wild. Again, we will have our Saturday podcast actually posting on Friday morning. It is a preview pep rally edition roll call of Bucks Uncensored to hear who is coming to the takeover. Ton of Bucks takes have already been sent in. Try and keep yours to 20 to 30 seconds, just your name, where you're coming from, and how fired up you are to take place or take part in this event. And this isn't the only event. I got some people that are very devastated that they can't make it to the takeover. You know, every single party and every single event that we put on together, we're going to be under the microscope. People are going to be waiting for the stick carriers to fall. Don't allow that to happen. Our next event will be August 11th. It's only 11 days after the It's only 6 days after the takeover. August 11th, Sports Legends. We are back where the draft party was, and we are back for the kickoff party, the stick carrier kickoff party. Bucks, Bengals, let's pack Sports Legends. Anyone that was there for the draft party, you know what kind of electricity flows throughout that place when we get in there and we get pumping, okay? It's going to be electric again. It's a Friday night. You know what that means. No holds barred. Oh, man, it is going to be, it's going to be incredible. It's just the beginning of the season, too, so I hope you're ready for a lot of fun. Thanks, Johnny B. We are ready. We're ready to see you at the takeover coming up on Saturday. More Bucks takes coming up in minutes. First, let's talk about some of these players that are getting a lot of the focus early on in training camp. Good or bad? You know, we're all following along together. Yeah, I think you've got the select few. It's always funny too when training camp starts and you've got the experts with the cell phone and they're taking videos and it's like, listen, just one play that doesn't mean anything. Just, you know, just posting video after video, and some of you like it. And just let me see the real thing. And honestly, don't overreact to one play and one practice. Don't overreact to one practice. it's very easy to do in training camp, and it's so frustrating. It's so annoying because it's like a media member overreacting to something happening on the field and writing a story about it because they want to get clicks. Don't buy into that. It's a long process that started with evaluation during the off season. The evaluation continues on during practice and then through actual games, preseason games, before they can narrow down their roster. So for me, I used to like going to training camp. And then I realized I don't know what's happening here. I don't know if I want to cheer or boo or overreact to one play or one player. Now I just want to show up. I want to have a good time. I want to cheer on my team, let them know we're going to be there come the regular season, and trust that they're going to make the right decisions during the preseason. That's what I'm going for. And I know you're with me on that as well. But some of the players that are getting, we know Quan Alexander's getting the hype, right? Quan Alexander, the buzz was building on him before training camp started. This is a guy who came in as a fourth-round draft pick, stepped right in, has taken over such a leadership role on the defense, and can become a big-time playmaker on this defense. To where not only is he getting tackles, but blitzing and getting sacks, getting pressures, creating turnovers, turning the ball over himself, forcing fumbles, interceptions. Quan Alexander could take a big step towards stardom during training camp and HBO's Hard Knocks, but if he wants to become a star, he has to do it during the regular season on defense. And if there's anyone that I believe could do that this season, Quan Alexander's right there with Jameis Winston. Two guys drafted in the same draft that could both become stars. I mean, genuine stars in the NFL this season. Jameis Winston's obviously getting a lot of hype. We don't need to talk too much about him. But staying on offense, Chris Godwin, the rookie wide receiver out of Penn State, third-round draft pick. If you've listened to this podcast, you heard me banging the drum for him. You heard Lee DeKemper banging the drum for him. You heard Luke Easterling banging the drum for him. Anyone that I had on that had an idea about the Bucks and had an idea about the draft kept saying, Chris Godwin makes sense. Now, all he's done is impress early on in training camp. But again, will he fade once the games start? We saw that with Kenny Bell. Or will he rise to the occasion? I have said from the beginning that Chris Godwin, I think the thing that's most attractive with him is the way he catches the ball away from his body with his hands. It sounds simple, but a lot of wide receivers don't do that. The ones that do it are the ones that normally end up being pretty successful. He's got speed, compact size, catches the ball well. High expectations for Chris Godwin and a reason he's getting a lot of hype. Another rookie getting some hype is Kendall Beckwith. The guy's coming off an ACL injury. They're calling it a miracle recovery, to where not only is he able to participate in a limited basis, but he's able to participate fully and could very well be the strong side linebacker come the regular season. A lot of talent. There was a risk taking him in the third round due to that injury. But people also said that if he comes back from that injury, it might be one of the steals in the draft. And imagine what Jason Light has done in recent years, whether it was Ali Marpet late in the second round. He's a pretty good player. We talked about Quan Alexander, Kendall Beckwith. You know, Jason Light is fine. We saw it with Pamphil, I believe. I believe Light was part of the because Mark Dominic never drafted offensive linemen. So we're seeing Jason Light finally, And it was a long time for Bruce Allen and Mark Dominic to where the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds were nothing, nada for the Bucks. That's where you build your team. That's why the Bucks went 9-7 last year, because they were finally starting to hit on some of the players in the mid rounds of the draft. And Beckwith is starting to get that hype again, another linebacker, which is great. Noah Spence is getting a lot of hype. He's lost a lot of weight, a lot of body fat, and has replaced that with muscle. Vernon Hargraves has gotten some hype, mainly because we know he's a stick carrier. Donovan Smith's starting to get some love, not just buzz from fans that are there, but I think you see what some of his players are saying and posting about him. Another guy not a lot of people talk about, they focus on Ali Marpet, and people seem to think for some reason that Donovan Smith's just terrible at left tackle, but he's entering his third year. It's a big year. It's a big year to prove yourself. And I think when you look at Donovan Smith in his first two NFL seasons, people were so critical of him as a rookie and a second-year player. But when you think back to some of the really bad left tackles, not only in the league, but who the Bucs have had in recent years, going back to the retirement of Paul Gruber, and then you had George Hegeman and Pete Pearson trying to figure it out, they were so bad that the Bucs had to trade up to get Kenyatta Walker, who was then bad himself. I mean, that was some bad left tackle play. Yet people are going to criticize Donovan Smith. I think Smith is progressing quite well in going against the top pass rusher every single week for the opposing team. He's not going to win every time. It's just not the way it happens. There's a reason defensive ends get paid so much money. But I think he holds his own. And Jason Light is confident in him. Dirk Cutter is confident in him. Jameis Winston is confident in him that he's able to protect the blind side of one Jameis Winston. And maybe that's why you're starting to see some hype surrounding him as well. There's a ton of hype surrounding this team. That's why you're so excited right now. That's why I'm so excited right now. I'm not just excited that we all get to come together. I'm excited that we all get to come together and root on a team that has such high expectations going into this season. You don't have high expectations heading into a season when you're a shitty football team and with shitty players. The Bucs are neither. They're a good football team with good players, young players that could progress this season. And if they progress this season, with so many players, young players, entering the prime of their careers, if they all progress the way they're supposed to progress, there is no doubt in my mind that this team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, after all of those losing seasons, after all of those coaches that they kept flying through, could finally call themselves playoff bound once again.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish. Social media is the place to be to follow me at commish online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. JPulaski324 on Snapchat. I'll try and go live on Facebook on the Stick Carrier page from the takeover. I'll also try and go live on Instagram as well, and maybe even on Twitter. I'll just go live. We're going to do it live. We're going to do it live, and we're going to have fun doing it. The takeover's coming up on Saturday. My Saturday podcast will actually post Friday morning. Be on the lookout for that. And if you haven't sent in your roll call, record your voice on your phone. Give me your name, where you're coming from, and how pumped you are for the takeover. And that's it. Email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. And you will be part of this historic podcast coming up before a historic day at One Buck Place. Everyone is fired up. We've got a lot of Bucks takes I want to get to. And let's start it off. We go to Colorado Springs. Stroke is there.
BUCCANEERS. Go Bucks. Justin! It's Stroke from Colorado Springs, Colorado, motherfucker. I am so excited, man. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm going to be in Tampa in less than a couple of days, man. Oh, my fucking God, homie. What the fuck is going to happen? I said this, Justin, I'm looking forward to hanging with you out on First Friday. Looking forward to hanging with all you motherfuckers on First Friday as we're going to meet in downtown. And we're going to roll that motherfucker, man. We're going to roll it. I got to give me some B4, man. I ain't never had that shit before. But I'm saying it's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. I'm going to roll over with you motherfuckers on Saturday morning for the Bucks training camp takeover. And I'm going to lose my fucking voice, Justin. I'm going to lose that motherfucker for chanting for the fucking Buccaneers, man. Can you believe the excitement and the atmosphere and the things that we're going to do there? Ain't nobody going to fucking remember what the hell we did because we're going to knock those motherfuckers out. Oh, my fucking God. I can't believe it's going to be here, man. You guys rock. Look, all the sponsors, B4, Bricados, Joe Buck's Fan, Rock Riley, Christian and Headlines Barbershop. Might need to get my hair done there, but what I'm saying is to you, brother, it's going to be like this. It's going to be fucking insane, and the Bucks ain't going to know we're going to hit them, man. They ain't going to know. They ain't going to know it's going to motherfucking hit them. Anyways, Stroke from Colorado Springs, Colorado, signing off, motherfuckers. And as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed that shit.
Stroke, good Bucks take. We'll see you on Friday. Here's the deal. Friday, First Friday, down in downtown St. Pete. A lot of fun heading on down there. We are going to start at the courtyard on West Shore, somewhere on West Shore. I don't have the exact address. I think it's on the Stick Carrier Facebook page in the event section for the takeover. Somebody did post the, but it's the courtyard in the West Shore area. There's only one. We'll probably meet there. I might even get there a little early, around 5. I think if we start early, we'll end earlier. Might not be a bad idea since we're going to have to get to the takeover so early as well. We'll Uber down downtown St. Pete, and it'll be a blast. We're going to have a great time. So if you want to come hang with us, we will be likely at Caddy's. I think is a good destination, outdoor, live music, a lot of fun. But we'll likely head down and be around Caddy's in downtown St. Pete. If you want to meet us beforehand, just head to the courtyard. I'm guessing we'll probably leave the courtyard between 7 and 8 to head down to downtown St. Pete for a few hours. So that's the deal there. I'm going to be at the Bucks facility first thing in the morning, just parked outside the gate, just waiting to get in. Between 6 and 6:30. I don't want to be left out, so I'm going to be there early. And then after that, it's Bricados for lunch, and then Cigar City Brewery on Spruce if you want to head there after lunch at Bricados. So all of that's happening. I'm going to try and go to as many events as I can. I do have some stuff popping up that I'm going to have to jump around. You know, I get, we all have stuff that we have to do as well, but I'll do my best. I'm not sure if I'm going to make a lunch at Bricados. I am going to try and make it to Cigar City, though, to meet up with y'all afterwards. But we'll see how it all plays. I might end up at, who knows? Okay, it's late on a Tuesday night. I'm not even thinking straight. But that's the plan of events. Should be a good time. Ricky in Seattle's coming down for the takeover.
Justin, Ricky in Seattle. I cannot fucking believe we are fucking here. This is it, man. I'm in Orlando right now. I'm fucking here. Fucking the Bucks takeover day is about to fucking happen. I can't fucking wait. Awesome. I'm so glad that this day has finally come. Can't wait to meet you and all the rest of my fellow stick carriers. So, quick shout out to your sponsors, Bricado's, B4, Sports Legends, Christian's Headlines Barbershop. Dude, Saturday, 5th. If you're listening to this, be there. As always. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Ricky, cannot wait to meet you in person. So glad you're able to come down and be with us already in Orlando for the takeover. He's fired up for it. Rob's in New Orleans. Hey, Rob.
What up, stick carriers? What up, commish? This is Rob from New Orleans. Very, very fired the fuck up. Wish I could be there with you guys this weekend. I can't. However, I will be there in spirit. What up to Johnny B, old friend of mine. We used to deal poker together. Funny motherfucker. Glad he's a part of this. I'm just going to say what I think, and what I think is that, folks, we better get ready. There is a very, very good chance that our Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be playing for a fucking Super Bowl this year.
Whoa.
Look around, you folks. The Falcons were in the Super Bowl last year. The Panthers, the year before that. There is no dominant team in the NFC. We have a quarterback. We have a defense. We have a receiving core that is like nothing I think anyone's ever seen. We have questions, sure, but so does everybody else. Strap yourselves in, folks, because I have a feeling we got a chance to win the whole fucking thing. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of things that the Bucks could win. I was going to say, why not? But, I mean, you just don't know how a season's going to unfold. You don't know what injuries are going to... Listen, staying healthy is key. Staying healthy is key. But, you know, you look back to last season and the Rams and Raiders game. The Bucks went 9-7. They win both of those games. They're 11-5. Those are games they should have won. The Raiders had like 25 penalties in that game. And the Rams, again, you win those games, you're 11-5. Holy shit. Get it done early, get it done late. Rodzilla's the motherfucking killer.
What's up, Buck fans and stick carriers? This is Rodzilla the motherfucking killer. I'm back. I'm here with another Bucks take. We're going to take it easy on my big ass sack today. I ain't going to pull nothing out my sack today. But today, this message goes out to all those people that kind of, I don't know if we're really going to do it, if we really have. Tell you what, man, our ship is going in the wrong direction for a long time. And it takes time when that ship was fucked up like the way it is for it to be turned back in the right goddamn direction. And right now, Jameis Winston is steering this ship in the right direction. It's full speed ahead. Let me tell you guys something that you may not know. We are going to be running a 3-4 defense. Well, how do I know? Let me tell you, there's hints and clues to let you know that. Number one, Noah Spence dropped from 15% body fat to 7% body fat. That makes him a lot faster. And two, you got Devontae Bond over on the strong side linebacker, but if he was supposed to be the strong side linebacker, why did they go and draft another guy that's kind of recovering? So with that being said, do you really trust that? Not 100%. So it would make sense to go to a 3-4 defense. And then what you have there, you have five strong guys. Well, seven, which you could also plug and play guys. You got Robert Ayers and Noah Spence on the ends, or you could put Will Golston on the end. or you got Stevie T in the middle, or you can move Big Swaggy in the middle. What that also does for you, you got Gerald McCoy going one-on-one. He doesn't have to beat a double team, which defenses have been cheating. Offensive lines have been cheating with. They double him. So, yeah, he gets a little struck. There's no doubling when you run in the 3-4 defense and you got five guys on the line. You cannot double team a man. And what other two linebackers do you want in the middle other than Quan Alexander and Levante David? Who's better? What other tandem do you have that's better than those two guys to shoot the gaps? Nobody. What two guys do you have to cover tight ends going up the seam? Nobody. You don't have a better duo than that. And on offense, we got the best receiving core, to me, the way I see it, then we're top three. Top three, hands down. Our quarterback, best starter than any quarterback in NFL. 4,000 yards first two seasons. You give him all the weapons he needs. What that also does is that opens up the run game, because this could be one of those situations where the pass sets up the run. So if you ain't excited about that shit, you need to get off the motherfucking ship. I'm giving shouts out to Sports Legends, Bricado's, B4, and Headliners Barbershop, and Speak Softly. And I ain't speaking softly. I'm tired of speaking motherfucking softly. Let's get some motherfucking football going. And I'm carrying my motherfucking stick.
Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer, brings it every time. Thanks, Rodzilla. Always good to see his name pop up on the email. JR's up next. Hey, JR.
Pulaski, what's up, man? This is your favorite running back, JR, up here in New York. I know it's been a while since I sit in the take. Been busy, but best to believe that I listen to every last podcast. Gotta support my boy no matter what. Try to make it down soon. I'll let you know so I can get up with you and all the stick carriers. But I'm listening to Saturday's podcast, and Steve Isbit just said something my dad said yesterday. He said, "Why not us?" And my dad was saying that that should be the chant. You know, everybody's going, "Why not us? Why not now? Why not us? Why not now?" But let me know what you think. And I know y'all going to be out there Saturday. And I know everybody going to be saying speak softly and carrying that. Now you got to figure out what to say. So why not just say speak softly and carry that Buccaneer stick? It works. So let me know what you think. Hope to see you soon when I get down there, man. And all the shout outs. It's a million of you guys now because this has grown like crazy. It's crazy from where it started to where it is now. I'm proud of you, Justin, and all the stick carriers. Y'all just stick together. Hope to speak with y'all soon, all right? Yep.
Thanks, JR. My favorite running back. He was my running back in high school. He was a senior. I was a freshman, but I still played, and I always enjoyed blocking for that guy. We called him Booty. When you get down here, let me know. We'll get together, definitely. I really like the "why not us, why not now" chant. Really like that a lot. I could see that being incorporated. I think what we're going to go with is speak softly and carry that stick. We don't need to say Buccaneer. We're at the Bucs practice. I think everyone gets it. But speak softly and carry that stick. Woo! We don't have to do the woo after we spell Buccaneers, though. Buccaneers. Go Bucks. Love it. Mikey's up. Hey, Mikey.
Mikey down here in Palm Bay, Florida. First time Bucks take. Been listening for a while now. Love what you guys are doing. Definite stick carrier. Hoping to get out for the August 5th training camp takeover. I know I'm a little late on the chant game. But something, you know, being a soccer fan, one of the easiest ones that goes around at all the games is backed by that Seven Nation Army song. Just goes something like this. OJ, Miss Winston. Oh, Levante David. Oh, Quan Alexander. You can go ahead and put pretty much anyone's name in there. Jason Light, Dirt Cutter, whoever you want to. That's all I got for you guys right now. Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
It is predictable, this song, when you talk about whether or not you can do a chant to it. There's just a lot that we're going to be able to do and have fun with, and things are going to evolve over the course of the season as well. We don't need to go overboard. I think we, some of us, overthought the chance a little bit. It's just fun. We're just cheering on our team. I think what's going to end up being the dominant one, ones are going to be Let's Go Bucks, Tampa Bay, spelling out Buccaneers, and individual player names. And we'll do the Speak Softly one, of course. But that's going to dominate, because that's going to be us cheering on our team. Eric's in San Diego.
Justin, Stick Harris, this is Eric out in San Diego. I haven't called in a while, done a Bucks take. I've been a little bit busy with work, going from days, nights, back to days. So it's been throwing off my sleep schedule and shit. But, you know, now I'm back. You got the season about to start, so I need to get my first take of the season in. Just a couple quick things. Is that anybody out in SoCal want to meet up? I'm definitely down. I do think we should get about at least 10, 15 people at minimum if we're going to be meeting over here in San Diego. So that way it's a little bit worth it. Heck, even if y'all want to just go somewhere, like go to someone's house and do like a little grill out or something like that. I know I got Sunday ticket. So if we want to do something like that, we can do that and get the Bucks fans together and cheer on our team. Loving what's been going on with training camp. Been following it over on Twitter. And I'm just super excited about the season. I cannot wait. Hopefully the training camp takeover is going to be fucking crazy. My dad's actually flying into town to San Diego, but he's a big Bucks fan and stick carrier himself. So we'll be on social media on Saturday, keeping up, seeing how everything's going with that. Justin, there's one other thing. I know you've been following it. I saw you post on Instagram and all that. Let's go, Bulls. Cannot wait for this season to start. I'm going to San Jose State. Gonna go follow the Bulls around, and I'm also trying to pick a game. I'm gonna see the Bucks this season as well. So let's go Bulls! Hey, Glock 9 for Heisman. And as always, speak softly, carry that big motherfucking stick. Go Bucks!
Speaking my language when talking about my alma mater, USF. And I guess I could go ahead and let you in on a little secret. Had a nice meeting with the fine folks. Jeff Vinnick's group that are going to be conducting the broadcasts for USF. And I have been asked back for my 10th season doing USF's pre and post game with Jim Lighthall. 10 years, 10 seasons, a decade for me being a part of that broadcast. And I love doing that for my alma mater. I don't kind of like this podcast, not doing it for a career, obviously not doing it for the money, but glad I can help bring some excitement. I am super excited about USF and the Bucks. I was talking to Jim Lighthall the other day, who was my partner, obviously, for USF, and my co-host for a while when we were on the radio, and a really good friend of mine for a long, long time now. And I told him, I said, isn't it amazing, like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, USF and the Bucks were just god-awful. I mean, they were so terrible, both of them. My two favorite football teams. I wait all year for football season, and both of my teams sucked. They were horrible. And here we are 4 years later, and USF has a very strong chance of winning their conference, possibly even going undefeated on the season. And the Bucks have more hype around them than they have in the last, 15 years, dating all the way back to the Super Bowl year and John Gruden's first season with the Bucs. So just a lot of electricity in the Tampa Bay area. And typically when the Bucs do well, the entire city's different. If the Bucs and USF does well, it's going to make for a very, very fun football season. And that's all I can ask for. Rick's up with us. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Justin. Stick carriers. Are you out there? Ignore the haters, doubters, and scoundrels who dare to oppose us. We are now a collective who has risen from the darkness, and we will be heard this upcoming day on August 5th. While a day of reckoning for some, it will be a glorious awakening for the stick carriers. Like that guy from the past podcast said, to the haters, to include the 620 oppressors and the inept with Thomas Jones, the jerk of pastor from asshole land. You can keep biting pillowcases and shitting barrels because the stick carriers are forever. Stick carriers, I will be there. You will be there. So let's drown out the non-believers and make ourselves known.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick! Woo! Nailed it.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, this is the great Rick Spector.
Oh. Okay. All right, Rick Spector. Was that a Game of Thrones thing? Because I didn't get it. I'm only on season one, and just, I will try and get to season two, but season one is so boring. It is so boring. I can't concentrate. It's just not, I need something to happen, and nothing's happening. So that's my Game of Thrones little spiel. This guy has to have an amazing Bucks take because he's got an amazing name. Let's go to Justin. Hello, Justin.
Yo, Kamish. What up, stick carriers? This is Justin from up here in Maine giving you my first Bucks take. Football's fucking back, baby. Training camp today. I'm super fucking pumped. I just got my tickets. My girlfriend and I are double dipping this year for our annual Bucks vacation, doing the Giants and the Pats game. I can't fucking wait to tailgate with all you guys, pound a bunch of beers with the Kamish, Lou, Javier, Section 119 crew, everyone else that's going to that Giants game. I can't fucking wait. Got training camp takeover coming up. Hope you guys fill those bleachers. Can't wait to see all you crazy bastards on Hard Knocks. But remember, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Listen, the Bucks have, and great Bucks take there. The Bucks have gotten large crowds at training camp. The difference is, and anyone that's seen the videos, is those large crowds aren't bringing the noise. They aren't bringing the electricity. They aren't bringing the excitement. That's where we are different. You know, it's not just about packing the stands. It's about taking over one Buck place and showing those players what they have to look forward to this season. It is about cheering, yelling, encouraging. That's what's going to happen, and that's why we're going to be put on the map come Saturday. Cannot wait. Last Bucks take for this one, and then we get ready for the final Bucks Uncensored podcast before this monumental event coming up on Saturday. But first, we say hello to Lee.
Yo, Kamish, what's up? It's Lee out of Tampa. What's up, stick carriers? Hey, Kamish, I just saw the tweet that Quan Alexander was parked in the captain's parking space. I hope he hasn't even been voted captain yet and he just parked there because he wanted to and he's daring somebody to tell him to move. That's the mentality I want and I love to see out of my defensive players. That taker's mentality. And you know what? If it starts with taking parking spaces at work, then damn it, it starts with taking parking spaces at work. I'd rather him do stuff like that than to help other the opposing team's offensive players back to their huddles and off the ground and grab ass and with quarterbacks. I'd rather that mentality. Take what you want and dare somebody to tell you not to. That's what I call speaking softly and carrying a big stick. I'm out.
There it is. Lee is our final one, and he's got to get that jab in at Gerald McCoy. It's okay. Hey, it's Bucks Uncensored. You can say whatever you want. We're not going to have attacks on each other. I think listen, the whole point of this podcast is to give you an uncensored voice to voice your opinion without those type of repercussions of being cut off or whatnot. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. I need a roll call. If you haven't sent it in yet, you better send it in soon. I am recording Friday's podcast Wednesday night, so I need your Bucks takes before then. Real quick, you pick your phone up, you hit that voice memo button, you hit record, and you say your name, where you're coming from, and how fired up you are about the stick carrier takeover of one Buck Place. Email it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com, and you will be part of our roll call. I mean, it could be a long podcast on Friday, but it will get you jacked the fuck up. At Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, JPulowski324 on Snapchat. Be sure to be following me and all the stick carriers for all of the videos and pictures from this day coming up on Saturday. And don't forget, this podcast is three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and normally Saturdays. This week it'll be a Friday. Usually it's first up at JoeBucksFan.com. I think on Friday, this Friday, it'll be at JoeBucksFan.com and available on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Podbean first thing in the morning. We want to make sure that everyone has a chance to listen to it before the big day on Saturday. If you have not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe to iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Podbean. Typically at noon, the podcast will download directly to your mobile device on each of those days, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, if you do subscribe. Appreciate all of you. Monday's podcast numbers were absolutely through the roof, and I only have you to thank for that. We're all coming together. The movement continues to grow. Make sure you sign up for our Facebook group page. Just search for Stick Carriers on Facebook. And as always, we go right back into this. The words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter, the Buccaneers head coach. He said, "I'm following the win over the Chargers last year. He took a phrase from Teddy Roosevelt. He perfected it, but we made it even better by playing it in the voice of a very, very sexy individual."
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Oh, hell yes. And with that, we end with two words. Nailed it.